We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning by the two dots, Hegiyah L'chotzar Chitzoina. The Mishnah said that if it gets dark, Erev Shabbos, and it's turning to Shabbos, you don't have to do with your wallet. So if there's no non-Jew, you put it on to the Chamar, and when you reach the Chotzar Chitzoina, you reach the first place that it can be watched, you take it off, or you drop it off the animal to the floor. So our Gemara will discuss different aspects about this part of the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, Om Rav Huna. Hoysa behemtoi tuhuna klis chuches. If your behemo is carrying on Shabbos, you have to put it on Shabbos, klis chuches, glass kalim. And now you want to drop it off, what can you do? Maybe karim v'ksasa. So you bring pillows and blankets, and you put it under the chamar, under the donkey. Umata achavolim, you untie, you loosen up the ropes, basakin neuflim, and the sacks of glass fall down and have a soft landing on top of the blankets and pillows. They won't break. Right, the Gemara Kasha. Why does Abuna have to do this whole elaborate, you know, with pillows? Just take it off by hand. You'll have to remove the kalim by hand. What's the problem? So Gemara answers, we're talking about specialized kalim that are used to bloodlet, and therefore they're not royal to do on Shabbos. Now a bloodlet on Shabbos, that's a chavala, and therefore it's muksa, lechazile, and therefore you can't take it off by hand. So what you do, you loosen the ropes, and then it falls off, but you don't want it to break. So you put pillows on it, so the pillows will soften the fall. We learned earlier in the Masechta that if there's something called bitul kli me'echanoi, that if you have a pillow and now muksa lands in it, now I can't move the pillow because it has muksa on it. So it turns out I'm being mevatel the pillow from its use, and that's daimer to seiser, it's daimer to destroying something, which is also on Shabbos. So here, I let her put the pillows under these kalim which are muksa. Now you're going to make the pillows and blankets unmovable the rest of Shabbos. That's a problem, bitul kli me'echanoi. And for the Gemara, b'shlifi zutri. We're talking about small sacks. And since they're small, so you could shake it off from pillow to pillow till it reaches the aretz, till it reaches the floor. And then you can use the pillows again. It's not a problem with the kli mechana, because since I could take it off, so it's not going to be vatal the whole Shabbos, I'm able to use the pillow. After 2 minutes, I'm just going to put on the next pillow, move one pillow to pillow till it reaches the ground. And therefore, it won't be bit the kli mechana. But if it'll be big packages, it'll talk me a problem with the kli mechana, because I would be stuck here. I wouldn't be able to move it off. But since it's small, I can do tilt them outside and move them a pillow to pillow until a soft landing on the ground. And therefore, it's not about the klima echanoi. I can ask, what happened to the problem of buses? Once something muksa falls in it, now it's a buses. So there's two truths to me. Either there's no buses b'emtza Shabbos. You can't make a buses on Shabbos. It's only when the muksa is on it, can't you move it. When it comes off, it's not a bus anymore. It's one pshat d'rishonim. Other pshat d'rishonim is, since it's oimed to take off right away, there's no problem of buses. But upon him, that's what Rav Huna says, you're allowed to put pillows on it. Now Rav Huna has another chiddush, that even though Rav Huna holds, you're not allowed to be metaltal kalim in order to do something for the muksa. You're not allowed to be metaltal kalim for muksa on Shabbos. It's called ein kli nitl elo l'tzoruch dava hanitl v'shabbos. So you have to say that over here, Mamakim Hefsid, they were matter. Actually, Tosfos before in the Masechta, I think it's Daf Mem Beis and Mabeis asked this question. He says the case was with Tzarech L'Mekoyme. Daf Tosfos Mem Gimel Mabeis, the Ramasal Kvar, Tosfos asked this question from Al Gemara, what happened to Ein Kli Nitl? Tosfos, their answer is because it was Tzarech L'Mekoyme. We're going to learn Al Gemara because it makes it simpler for the next Gemara that the case was that as Hefsid, they allowed you to bring pillows, and there's no problem with the Kli Nechano because you're going to shake it off. Meisve, I'm asking Kasha Rav Huna. Meisve, we have a brisa says like this: Hoisa behemtei tuna tevel vashishiyos. You have a behema that has tevel, which is muksa, vashishiyos, and also glass things that were muksa. Mater asachavalim. You loosen the ropes, vasak and neiflim, and the sacks fall down. Vafkishu v'shtabrim, even though it breaks, but you're not allowed to bring pillows to put under it. So it's a shver. We just said Rav Huna said you could put pillows under it. So why here we're saying you can't bring pillows under it? You know, probably the problem is because ain't clean it. So here it's also a hefsid. So why are you going to put pillows under it? Why have to let it break? And for the Gemara, hosom v'kulsa. This Bryce is talking about kulsa. Rashi says there's these big glass panes that they're going to use for windows. So anyway, they're going to be cutting it down anyway. So it doesn't make a difference if it breaks the small pieces, because anyway, they're going to make, you know, like stained glass out of it. They're going to use the broken pieces anyway for a window, and therefore you don't care if it breaks. Dekanami, it's Meduriko. So the Tani Dumbi the Tevel. It says Tevel Vashoshios, Ma Tevel Lechazle, just like Tevel's Muksa, Av Hachoy Nami Lechazle. He also wants something that's Muksa. So Mashal explains, What do you mean? We know it was muksa. The question was that why can't you bring pillows? And the Gemara's teretz was because there's no hefsid here. So what's the deikonami? Zokta Masha, just like tevel, there's no hefsid if tvua falls off the donkey. Same thing. We're talking about type of schuchis that there is no hefsid. That's what the deikonami is. Frate Gemara, my afish meshtabrim. So what's the chiddush afish meshtabrim? If there's no pseida, what does it mean? Even though it breaks, I'm allowed to put a pillow under it. What do you mean? It's nothing's happening. And for the Gemara, maybe if a hefsid mu'it also will bring it. Why does it have some mu'it? Rashi says when it breaks, the mitzvah is some little smithereens that does get lost when you crack glass. If you don't break it like a mensch, it just falls down. There are small pieces that will break and not going to be usable. So for that hefsid mu'it, maybe mutter. Kamash v'lon, there's no heter to bring the pillows and blankets for a small hefsid. So the Gemara, Tanya, Rishim ben Yechai, Eimer, Rishim ben Yechai says more about these halachas. Hois behemta, yituna shlif shotfua. If the behema was carrying a shlif of tfua of tevel, and it was muksa, and you can't take it off by hand, Rashi speaks out it was tevel. Meniach roishay tachtaho, you put your head, you have a new way to take it off. Instead of, you know, if you can't loosen it to fall off, you can put your head under the bundle of tefuah, and then that's how you knock it off like that. It's tiltum and atzad. You move it to one side, and it falls off. The chamar gmil was carrying honey. It was on Shabbos, and now he didn't want to take it off. Ad matzah Shabbos, to matzah Shabbos. The matzah Shabbos, he found his donkey had died from the load. Mesa, the donkey died. Why didn't he take it off the honey? What was wrong? You're allowed to take off kalim that are not muksa on Shabbos. No problem. You're allowed to take it off. And for the Gemara, the honey was honey that was already soured. If it was soured already, what was he kept bringing his honey for? So Gemara, it's good for medicine. It's good for the back of the camel that gets rubbed from the saddle. It's good for the back of the camel. Break the Gemara, okay, so he couldn't take it off of his muksa. Break the Gemara, why didn't he untie, loosen the ropes and let the sack fall down? And that would have saved his honey. And for the Gemara, it's the Riziki. No, if it would have happened, then the jugs of honey would have cracked open and would have lost the whole honey. Break the Gemara, you have the car muksa. So bring pillows and blankets and soften the blow, like we have by the schuchas before. And here it's a shiloh hefsi, let her bring it. And for the Gemara, metamfi, no, the car muksa will get dirty from the honey, that's the vatakli mechani. I can use the rest of Shabbos, be so dirty. Bring the Gemara, okay, but there's a different problem. We could tzab alachayim. You should bring pillows there and catch it, so it should be a tzab alachayim problem. Because here, the behemoth died. And for the Gemara, because over tzab alachayim there are banon, tzab alachayim there are banon, and vatakli mechani is there are banon. And so you rather vatakli mechani, shev al taisa, don't do the isabi daim, vatakli mechani, you're not worried about the isabi banon of tzav al chayim. I come to Gemara. So here, with tzav al chayim, break the mershasha kasha, mloya rayim, bomba kasha. Okay, you can't do vatakli mechani, you don't do isabi banon. And it's isabi banon tzav al chayim. But lamaisa, you should let it off and let it break. Oh, it's in a break, you already have said? Since when? By Isidra Abanon, you worry about a hefsid. You're mechuyev to be mafsid mammon for Isidra Abanon. So how do you allow tzav alechayim for your hefsid? So if the shashim lo yaroyim, and they answer that could be shev al taisa odif. Maybe not doing it, not doing anything is better. There's no mechuyev to the hefsid. Others say that vice does that makom hefsid they allowed tzav alechayim. Makom hefsid to a person they allowed tzav alechayim. But it comes out that there's really a few different levels over here of different things. There's, you can't, you know, you don't want to leave it, this on the behemoth whole Shabbos because it's Shabbat Tzav HaChaim. To take it off is be hefsid. And to put pillows on it's with the Kli Mechonik. You have to figure out which one's the best thing. We're saying since Tzav HaChaim is a Rabbanon, you can leave it on the animal. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara is going to go into a discussion. We're not going to finish it on this staff. We're going to continue on the next staff. But we'll just get most of it in here. Discussion about mishtamish v'bali chayim. The halach is, you're not allowed to ride a behema. Will be mishtamish v'bali chayim anyway. For example, the Gemara says you can't do smicha on Shabbos because, a smicha, that's when you bring a carb, you can't do smicha on Shabbos because it's called mishtamish v'bali chayim. The reason why they made that there is because you might come to break off a tree to whip it. But that's the halach l'maisa that the mishnah says, you're not allowed to ride a behema on Shabbos. So the Gemara brings a maisa about this. Abaya Ashkel Rabba. Abaya found Rabba, the Komashav Shalei Brei. He had a little son, a little Ben Zakunimel, and he was taking his son, and he was giving rides a gaba de chamra on the side of the donkey. He's putting him up and down on the side of the donkey. Amaleisa Abaye tells Rabba, come stop mishmar the balachaim. Give him a stop mishmar balachaim. Now I'll do that on Shabbos. Amalei says stod the name. I'm not actually riding on top of the animal. I'm just using the side of the animal. And my tzadim, there's no gzera. It's tzadim lagaz rabbanim. On the side, there's no gzera de rabbanim. There's no gzera de rabbanim on the side. You know, maybe you can hear pshat this, because the whole shashis, you might rip off a branch, and maybe on the side, there's no gzera on that. But Kapani said, tzadim lagaz rabbanim. So Mar says, not tamra. Where's the riot to Rabba? So Mar says, I'm bringing a riot from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the Tanan, when you get to the place that's Meshumer, Mater Chavalim, you loosen the ropes, Vasakin Noiflim, and the sacks fall off. Now, how do you loosen the ropes? My love, we're talking about Bechever Gevalki. We're talking about that the way the ropes are tied to each other, it's a very tight fit around the animal. And if you have to loosen it, you have to lean on the animal to reach the top, to loosen it, and then it's going to fall off. And you see a lot of do that. The Havlut Stardom, you're leaning on the side of the behemoth, and you see, v'tzadim legozer abonon. You see that you're not gozer tzadim by an animal. So it's a raya. HaMishnah says you let it untie it. And for the Gemara, no. El Mishnah says you're untying it. It's talking about, you didn't have to lean on the animal. It was either talking about loy bechever, either talking about bechever igvalki, lehav v'tzadim, inami belachta or lachta. What are these things? A chever igvalki is like, it has two rings at the end of both ropes on two sides of the animal, and it has like a clasp, a clip that clips them together. So you just take the clip and you undo it, and it falls right off. Or a lachta is like a piece of wood that's like sticking up, and you put each ring on the wood. Also, you push the wood down, and it automatically falls off. You don't have to lean on the animal. It's very simple, just to pull it off, pull down the piece of wood, and it falls off. So the Gemara's Tarets is that in our Mishnah, you could work it out that you're not going to be mishdamish with the side of the behemah. Because you could just loosen it and untie it very quickly without too much work leaning on the animal. So it's not a right by Mishnah. But Al Kaponim, when he comes over here, is that Abaya asked the Rabbi, you know, I'll do that. Abaya held Stodim is Aser, and Rabbi held Stodim is Mutter. So Abaya has another Kasha on Rabbi. He has a Kasha on Rabbi from the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah is talking about making walls with trees. Now, if they make the walls of trees, the schach is going to be leaning on the trees. So one of the cases of the Mishnah is, Shtayim de Adam, v'achas, two walls were regular good walls, v'achas b'ilon, one wall was on the ilon, on a tree. The halacha is that it's kosher. But, v'ein oilon v'yontiv, and even if Rashi said, even if all three walls were ilon, it's also kosher. Just, you can't go on yontiv. If avad was three walls, also you can't go on up yontiv. Now, Rashi says, oilon doesn't mean going up. Going into sukkah is always called oilim, Rashi says. It means a bunch of rayas. That by sukkah, you always use a little lotion of oilim. Oilim v'yontif means you can't use the sukkah on yontif. Why can't you use the sukkah on yontif? Because one wall is the tree, and the schach is leaning on the tree, and they used to use the schach for storage. They used to put the pots and pans, whatever, the drinks on top of the schach. That's where they stored stuff. They come in mishtamash b'ilon, and therefore they ask it. My lab, the chok bay b'ilon, isn't it talking about that the schach is not sitting mamash on top of the ilon? They chisel out the side of the ilon, and maybe they put a few beams there, and they put this, and the beams are being held by the tree, and you put the schach on that. So the Havlut Stodim, Vitzdodim Asurim, you see that Stodim also, because it says he now up going to Elon. So I go, well, no, the Kafir Elon. The case was, this third wall was, they took two trees, bent them on top of each other, tied it together, and now it became a wall. And then the Anach Sikha Leon, you put Tzchach on top of that. So now the Mishtamash B'Elon, your mom is using a tree itself. Mishtamash B'Elon Mamish. So that's why it's not Stodim, that's why it's Asur. If that's the case, look at the Sefer. In the Sefer it says that if you have shalosh b'di'adim, if you have three good walls, v'achas b'ilon, one is the fourth wall, which is not needed for a sukkah, is in the ilon. K'sher, it's kosher. You go in the yontif. Eat the kafil ilon. If the case is that you bent down the ilon together, you put the schach on top of it, and my ilon, how can you go into the yontif? Even if it's the fourth wall, it's not mutter. So the Gemara says back of Elamai, and you say, and Stodim Asurim is any better? Stodim Asurim, so if my Elam Yontif. And if Stodim is Asur, again, it's also Shver, why on the fourth wall I go on Yontif? Ela must be that the fourth wall is a whole different case. Hasam, The case was Begavna Parskina. That using the fourth wall is a ready-made, the ready-made wall. The tree was like a very thick tree, and it was a ready-made wall. And you were not using the fourth wall as a to hold up the schach because you already had three good walls. The ilan gufa doifin ba'amud shavi. The ilan itself is a doifin, and that's it. And it's not holding up a schach. And therefore, there is not a shiloh of shtamish be'ilan. Basically, what it means like this: the first case of the Mishnah, we have two good walls and one wall on the ilan. So there, you need the ilan to hold up the schach. So you need it to hold up the schach. So it's issa mishtamish be'ilan. You want to say it's stardim, or it's not a case of stardim, whatever you want to say, it's not a rai either way. But the case of the Mishnah is mutter, we have three full walls. There, you don't need the fourth wall of ilan to hold up an eschach because you already have three walls. So therefore, it's mutter. But it's not a riot to the shayla of stardom. Dekanami, that the pshat in the Mishnah is that on the fourth side, it's not a problem because it's not holding up an eschach. What's the riot? Dektani, it says, Zah klal, kol she'ilu inotel ilan, v'yichoy lamoid, if you take away that tree and eschach will be able to stand up, oh, you know, you're allowed to use a sukkah v'yomtev. Shema Amino, you see clearly it's totally if it could stand up without the tree. But if the tree is helping his chach stand up, it's taka aser. And every man will say like he won. The man won't start the mutter, he'll say he was sitting on top of Elon. The man won't start the maser, or sitting even on the side of Elon. So the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. Maybe this Shiloh of Stodim or aser, maybe it's a Machoikis Tanoi. Lema Ketanoi, let me say it's Machoikis Tanoi. It says in our Mishnah, when it says there's two the Adam, one on the Elon, it says, you know, it can't go on an Yantim. Rav Shimon Loza and the Tosefta, Rav Shimon Loza argues, Rav Shimon Loza Omer, Rav Shimon Rameyev, Oil on Yantim, you let it go in, up it on Yantim, you let it go into on Yantim. So we see it's really Machlaikis, by two and one it's Machlaikis. What's the Machlaikis? My love, I'm a Halkamifki. Ma'asa was the Masur, maybe that's good for the Machlaikis, it's Stodom Mutter, it's Stodom Asa. Maybe that's Machlaikis. Really, the Kuyama started my surim. Everyone agrees it started my surim. And here, what's the tzad by sukkah? It's kosher. You see, one man who holds kosher. Rav Shimon Loza says, Kuyama is kosher. The one man who holds, you let it go up, you go in it on yontif. Like Ramey holds his mutter going to yontif. What's the pshat? Because here, really, it's stardim. It's two steps removed from the tree. Why? Because the way you make a wall by stardim is that you have a side of the tree and you put inside some pegs. And the tree holds it up, and on that you put the schach. So it's really the schach is sitting not on the tree, not on stardom, a tree, on stardom. And that is the machlokes Abaye says. Really, stardom is also. Use the side of a tree, it's definitely also. But here it's stardom. The kuliyam is stardom asur. Machom seed it's stardom kmifagi. Mar sovat seed it's stardom asur. One man demos is also. Omar sovat seed it's stardom utarim. Seed it's stardom is mutter. That's the machlokes here. Rava, Argus and Baya. Rava has no difference in Steed, Stardom. Stardom, Master, Steed, Stardom, Master. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Rava, Manda, Oster, but Stardom, Oster, Nami, but Steed, Stardom. Manda, Shari, but Steed, Stardom, Shari, Nami, but Stardom. Then it's a Mutter. Once you're saying it's not the tree, Mamish, it makes a difference how many steps removed. It's going to be Oster or Mutter, whatever you hold. That's what Rava holds. And if you Rava, Takabi, Amachloikas, Tanoim, if Stardom, Asurim, or not. Like upon him, so far we learned, Rava said, Claude, Stardom is Mutter, Abaye held it was Oster. And the Marav says maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim. So Abaye said no. It's Machlokes is about Tzidet Stardom, but Stardom Zecha Aser. And Rava says it's the Machlokes Stardom and Tzidet Stardom go together. And it's Machlokes if it's Aser or Mutter. And Me'at Hashem, on the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we will finish up the sugya of Stardom and Tzidet Stardom. It's Aser or Mutter.